understanding the times in which we live now, or understanding our generation in which we are, understanding the generation, the period in which we are, understanding the times. Times. Not time, not clock. The times. Generation in which we are. We will read from the scriptures, Romans 13, 11, and then 2 Timothy 4, 1 to 5, and 14.
These are the scriptures are there.
If the sun will reach you, it's already on the boat. The scripture is already on the boat. When you read the scriptures on the board, look at the screen. It says that Romans 13:11. 13:11. Should somebody read for me? Sit down and read. Nobody should read.
Somebody can say maybe one. Please I read. And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has already come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first lived. Amen.
Amen. And I've underlined it. Do this, understanding the present time. Do this, which means it's a command. It's something we must do. The next scripture is 2 Timothy 5, 4, 1 to 5, and then 14. Somebody also should read for us. From the board, you can see.
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through to 5. There will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, money, boastful, proud, ungrateful, unholy, without self-control, lovers of pleasure than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. Verse 14. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. It's also telling us that to know that there will be terrible times in the last days. And he has mentioned some of the things over there that we'll talk about. We come to the word time. Time. It's understanding the times. Time. When we talk about time, it's a measured period of which an activity or something happened. When we talk about time, the time that we're talking about is not the clock, but it's a period. Some time of which something happens, that we do something. That's what I'm talking about. Time. Times, because I'm saying that we should understand the times. And what times am I talking about? Talking about a period by which something happens or we do something. Maybe a year, we better go to the times. This is our time. This is our time. Then also we come to the next word, which is called season. Season. Season is what a particular time associated with a particular circumstance or feature. It's a particular time where something spectacular happens, that we do something, like a season, something, during a particular time, something was done. Something was done. That's what we call a season. And then we come to generation. People born and live in a particular time or period. People born and live in a particular time or period. This is our generation. People who were born in a particular time, let's say from 1900 to 1950, those who were born during that time, and those who lived at that time, we are in the 20s. Those who were born in that period, so we call it generations, and we are now in the 21st century. This is our generation. People, we who have been born at that particular time. Amen?
Amen.
So understanding the times. hope we are getting my topic now. There are two generations that are never the same. Never, never the same. Generation comes and generation goes. People that were born in 100 years ago, those that were born 50 years ago, the two of them, those two groups, they are never the same. People that were born in my time, in the 60s, and you are born in the 90s and 20s, we are never the same. And we can never be the same. And I do that. Are you here with me?
Yes.
So you should know that there will never be a similar generation. And that's why I pray that our mothers and our fathers will also understand. Understand?
Yes.
That their period and our period is never
the same.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, big man, continue for me. Hold on. Why do God give us these times and seasons or generations? In every generation, God do different things for the people differently. You must know this. In every period of time, those people that live, God do different things at different times. So, in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, it says that there is a time for everything. There is a season for every activity on the heavens. This scripture is saying that in every time, in every generation, there is something that happens. There's activity that goes on in every generation. It's God who gives that. So whatever happens in every generation is from God. So every time in which we come into, something happens. Something, activity goes on. Psalm 103, verse 7. He made known his ways to Moses and his deeds to the people of Israel. You see? We see here also that there are things that are known in every generation. There are ways that God reveals. In every generation, there are deeds and the works. So what not my children Moses, not my Israel for whom here. At that time, at that generation, God what? He made all his ways. Then 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32 also says, from Issachar, men who understood the times and knew what Israel should do were children and were chiefs. He also said that there were people called Issachar. There were tribes in Israel. People in Israel. There's a family called Issachar. They understood the times in which they lived at that time. One person, they understood it. And they were able to know what Israel had to do. Amen.
Amen.
Then Jeremiah 29, verse 11. So I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you what? A better future. To prosper you and give you a better future. A better future. These three scriptures that I've mentioned, 1, 2, 3, 4, I know the plans I have for you. These scriptures. Why does God give us generation? Why does God give us time? What does happen? What does God want to us to know? So that the reason why he's giving us these changing generations and time. What can we deduce from that? It says, the first scripture is in that there is time for everything. In every time, something happens. So what does God want to tell us in every generation? As good generation goes by, the generation, there are sons and our children will come into another generation. And God gives them this thing, this time to live. Why? It didn't drop. What do you think? Can somebody be able to tell me out of these scriptures, on something that are answers there that God wants us to see in every generation? Can somebody tell me something? You lift up your hand, you probably don't stand up, just sit down. All the three, 1, 2, 3, 4, you can see something that God wants us to in that generation. God what? That's what?
A plan.
A plan for that. Yes. So in your generation, God has a plan for you. That also?
Yes.
Understanding your time, that's the topic.
Yes, what else? Yes, what else? The second one is Psalm 103 verse 7. There's something there. There are two things there that God wants in the in the generation. He wants us to. What is one? What is it? His ways. He wants us what, to know
His ways.
His ways. So in every generation, God wants us to know what?
His ways.
And what again? Yes, big man.
God does God in elk generatie iets nieuws. So he does in every generation he does something
new. That's right. In every generation that's what something what?
New.
In your generation something new things are what?
Happening.
Not the old ones. When you read Isaiah 43, Bible says that God says, look, I am doing a new thing. The old things have passed away. And that is what we must understand. Your generation will pass away and something new will happen. And you sir?
Yes.
Yes. What about the Chronicles? Chapter 12, verse 2. What does God want us to give to us or want us to know? From Issachar, men who understood the times and knew what Israel should do were 200 chiefs. What do you in that generation? What can you tell me?
Understanding
what?
The will.
God's what?
Well,
very good, perfect. And also another one, the last one. Yes, the Chronicles, the last one. There's something there that we have understood. He wants us to understand His will. And also, again, the last one. So what is he telling you? He wants you to know what you have to do. What are your points? I'm sure you have to read it. The every generation shows what you must what do.
Amen.
So do you know what you have to do for God? Have you come in your time in this generation that God created you in this time? Yes, we are continuing. Make my continue for me. So in every generation, God wants to reveal His requirements, His demands, what He wants from us. That's what you must know. You want to know His plans, as somebody said. The plan for your life is in the hands of God. So I know the plans I have for you. So sister, brother, God has a plan for your life. In one generation, the reason why you were created in this 21st century, where you repent, God only knows. And God has your plan in His hands.
Amen.
And the plan is that to prosper you. Plan is that to give you hope. Plan is that to give you a better future. And also, that He wants to reveal what He wants you to do. Not only to give, to bless you, bless you, bless you. But also want you to know what you have to do. Do you know what God wants you to know in this generation? Do you know what God, the promise God has for you? Do you know the blessings God has for you today or in this generation? This is what you're talking about. We are continuing. To be able to overcome our generational challenges and accomplish God's purpose for our life, we must understand the times in which we live. And if God has a plan for our life, we are to be able to know that plan and overcome the challenges within my generation. There are problems in the generation. Somebody will be like, problems you are going through. If you can pass through these problems and be able to achieve what God has for you, you must understand the time. So that you know what to do. How to live your life. That is why Romans 13 says, do this. When understand the present time. If you don't understand, sister, brother, your time, you will miss the blessing of God and the plan of God for your life. Amen.
Amen.
Then we come to what time or generation are we then living at all? Then, like, what are the times of my life? You know your time. We are coming to that. We can know it by the events, activities, and deeds of the people that live. To be able to understand your generation and your time, you must look at things that are happening within your village. The events, the activities that people are doing, what's going on in your time. And also the deeds, the works, the lifestyle of the people in which you are. And look at the lecture of your time. That will let you understand the times in which you are. Then what time are you living in? Big man, continue for me. The next.
That's right.
So our time, we want to know if we can even to know the times in which we are. And the times in which is written on the book. This is where we read the first, what do you call it? The second Timothy, that we read 3 verse 1. There will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves. Money, boastful, proud, ungrateful, unholy, without self-control, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God. They will have a form of godliness, but denying its power. What do you see in this? Was it? We are trying to identify the times in which we are. One has a time that will be generation. We want to know what time are we in. So that you can know what to do and how to live your life. So that all the purposes for your life will be accomplished. And he's saying that people will love us on themselves. People will love us on themselves. When you talk of lovers of themselves, self-interest. People who have their own self-interest will be number one. Self-image, self-worth. Some people will think he is. Oh, I want to show you he is. What are some of them? Some of the activities that is happening in our time. Some of the activities. So that we know whether in our time, this time, is it this that we're talking about? Is it our time or my children to come? Otherwise, you don't know how to live your life and you miss God's blessings. That's important to me. What's it? Look at your time now and see if what the Bible is saying here, and there are some in your time. Yes, big man. Without what? But I go back. Without self-control. So that is happening. Is that true? In our time. You agree with him?
Yes.
Have self-control. What does he mean by self-control? People have. They will go with that self-control. What do you mean by that? How do you understand that?
They let the world lead them.
They let the world lead them.
Lead them.
Lead them. They are led by the world. Self-control. They cannot control themselves. What are you saying? They cannot control themselves. In which way? They did not control themselves, cannot, as youth, as Christians. In which way? You have self-control. You have it. What are the things? In which way can we, as youth, in our generation, cannot control ourselves? In sin. We cannot control ourselves in terms of sin. We have been sinning each day. You want to stop sinning. Where will we fall into? Conviction. Well, your conscience tells this is, you cannot control yourself. You go to the shop and you see the dress, Yay, I think it's nice. Yay. You have not planned to buy. But because of your desire, you cannot control yourself. Oh, unnecessary. Materialistic. You can't control yourself in terms of these things. I want you to know your time. So that you don't miss God's blessings. Because people cannot control themselves. Look at me with your eyes in the shop. for the show. Hey! All these things, they are still not satisfied on life. YouTube. Hey, you can even. Self-control. It is the times in which we are. There's some power controlling, influencing you. Amen.
Amen.
Self-control. As someone from home, you cannot control yourself. As someone from home. If he doesn't test, he will call. And Martina, have you heard it? He can't control. So on cast someone now, when you are free. The new one, the issue is not, that's not concern. It's somebody's issue. You have to gossip. Is it in our time?
Yes.
I say, you Christian, you call yourself Christian. You can't control yourself. If I subscribe, I someone say. Yes, another one. If otherwise, my time will go.
Lovers of themselves.
Lovers of what?
Themselves.
Is it happening in our time?
Yes.
Talking about self-interest. The thing is, he loves himself more than anything. He wants to appear good. He wants to be somebody. Especially when we meet and the girls are there. The girls are there. I love myself. Self-worth. What self-worth for? Self-worth as a Christian. You are worthy before the presence of the Most High God. You are precious in his hands. Let me go home to switch yourself up to read. Lovers of themselves, Philippians 2, 3 and 4. What's on that? Yes, another one.
Proud.
People, see, proud. This is your time. I want you to see, this is the time which you have. You don't think that you miss God's blessing because of these things. Some people are proud. Christians, who, Jews, they are proud. Yes, again. Love of what? Money or health. Love of money. Why would you celebrate? He needs more money. So he can fashion good. Hey, sister. Priorities yourself. You know God who created you, where people lie. And because of that, you need more money. So your time is spent on the work. How to get money. Not necessarily that you need money to pay your school fees, but extra money so that your life starts. And you ignore the work of God. You don't even come to church. Yes.
Ungrateful.
Ungrateful. And this is ungrateful. Our time. People are not grateful. No matter what you do to them. These are things that are happening. Yes. Lovers of what? I hate them anymore. They love the world more than God. This Sunday, somebody is here because there's no party around. Lovers of pleasure. He has nothing to do with the party. He's not a family member. And then, today there's a party. Lovers of what? Pleasure. Pleasure. Energy. Hey, beloved, you are in a terrible. If you don't think that this will influence you and take control of your life. So with all these things, discourse, that's pleasure, and I come, yes. Class, all these things, I come. Pleasure, the GME, boost, and some Christian, call it a Christian. Christian, or really some of you. Wonderful love, Sunday room. Wonderful love, Mr. Moku. This is a soldier. He died for me. Mount with a God, the God knows he's a God. Afterwards, meet him. Meet him somewhere. The Christian life. This is a terrible time. What are some of the other challenges that we are facing? That is not here. Otherwise, if I continue, we'll waste our time. Can you also tell me about the challenges that we are facing? Yes. challenges, worldly and social pressure, that brings distress and confusion to act in a certain way. Freedom of personal rights and easy influence of secular knowledge. Truth is absolute truth. There is no absolute truth. You see, we have social pressure. Another one. Pleasure, socially, within the society, within the nation, there's also pressure on your life. In this world, there's pressure on your life. Freedom, rights, you have been given your rights. So there's no discipline, there's no control. Your mother can come 18, you need to have 18. You are still coming. These are all precious. That is influence in your Christian life. Black people, especially the men, they will challenge you. This is no truth. How can you prove this? Prove this from the Bible. Prove this from that. You can't tell me. You can't convince me. But what? You want to live his life in the way he wants it. He has to continue, brother. Peer pressure from friends. Peer pressure. That's also something that you're facing in your generation. Your friends. Your friends. Also putting pressure on you. Social pressure that comes on you by the same group members. That's what we call peer pressure. Your own colleagues, the pressure they give to you. They want us to go. That's the pressure. You want to be recognized. You want to be accepted in the society. That's the reason who will be and who are following you. This is your generation pressure. This know your times. Know your times. That is also coming across this. Media pressure. The media wants you to conform to the wedding standards and lifestyle. If you don't know, the media. They want you to live as they are saying. So the media is pushing your generation into the world instead of bringing you to Christ. So if you don't take time, your time, you don't know your time and you miss God's abundant blessing for your life. Televisions, commercials, oh, look at all those things. Music, billboards, signboards, and others. The music that you're listening, video game, magazine, newspapers, movies, give us the impression that live within our own authority is cool. Live according to your own standard. You're welcome here. It's okay. This is what the media is telling us. This is what the media is telling us. They will tell you that parents are old, out of fashion. There have been people. They have been. Mommy, who have been? And whatever mommy says, you don't understand. This is also the precious. Yeah. You don't know what they are talking about, and they don't know what they are talking about. Sex, lust, immorality are perfectly accepted as long as it is honest and responsible. You just have some safe sex. That is important. Look what the media is telling us. Look what the schools are telling us. A Christian youth, what God is talking about. Holiness. So in all time, don't take time. You would think you are a Christian, but you deny the power in Christianity. And live according to what the media are telling us. Sexual pleasure, the pleasure to have sex. This pleasure comes from different sources, especially the boys and the girls. Especially the boys. The dating and others. All these things are pressure that comes in your life. They want you. They want to deceive them. You see? Oh, God. Well, now, they're nice. And these boys will latch onto you. Because you also your ears want to hear them. So you have this pressure. You feel that pressure. Pressure. You want to recognize that you also have a girlfriend. You also have a boyfriend. Yeah, that's right. So you are also someone. That pressure comes and that leads you into untimely sex. This is the pressure you are facing, beloved. I pray that the Holy Spirit will expand and increase your knowledge in the time.
Amen.
And also that you don't rely on the times. And you try to be a Christian, but you cannot. Because the world is drawing you. How do we overcome these things so that man can be able to? How can we overcome these challenges? Well, contextualize the culture of today. Know the culture of today. The culture. What is culture? Culture is how people behave and act in a certain society. That's what we call culture. In a certain society, we are gathered for how do we behave? How do we do these things? That is. In Europe, how do we do this? How do we do that? How do we behave? How do we think? Why are we thinking this way? Why are we dressing this way? This is culture. So you must be able to know the culture of today. And as a Christian, know how to live within that culture. How people behave and do things. Otherwise, you just be a follower. Hey, it's an European way, which is how I am. So that you should do it.
Christian? No. 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 Today, things that we formerly thought to be sinful and unchristian behavior are today acceptable in Christian church. First of all, things you say they are unchristian. And you can't do this. Today, it is even accepted in the society and in the church. So you don't take time, the times to receive him. But you take things to be normal and acceptable. The church is no more tolerant and controversial. It's like ladies wearing trousers. There's nothing wrong with that. Makeups, there's nothing wrong with that. Hair views, brothers wearing earrings to church. Appearance of ladies and keeping boyfriend and girlfriends for years, even before they go to the altar to marry. This is normal. This is normal. So the church must accept that. It's normal. It's not the culture of it. So you don't think that these cultures would deny you of your spiritual strength, knowing God. Beloved, you have problems. And it's the Holy Spirit that can help you to withstand these things. Otherwise, you cannot. When you rely upon yourself, I know, I can do, oh, that's, it's normal, it's normal. It will not take you. Pray that you be strengthened by these things. Amen. Bible says, remember now your Creator in the days of your youth. Amen. Amen. It didn't say live up in your youth time, how you want it. Ignore your Creator. And when you grow, then you can't worship him properly. That's what the Bible says. Remember him in all things you do as a youth. Remember him now, otherwise his heart will not be upon you and you cannot live like a Christian. When we read 1 Timothy 4 verse 12, it says, don't let anyone look down upon you because you are young. A certain example, because you are young. Don't let anybody look down upon you. Don't let your behavior and attitude make somebody look down upon you because you are young. No, you can stand. By the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Doesn't say you are young, so you are not matured in Christ. So wait and do whatever you want until you are matured in that knowledge that when you are scared. No, it is now. And my hope and I believe God who has called you has a plan for you, a divine plan for your life now and tomorrow in your generation. So I pray that He will equip you with His strength, mercy, and grace and power so that you can live for that. Amen.
Amen.
How to overcome these challenges? Not only knowing the culture and how to, but holding different. That's the news of the world. Holding different. Holding different. Holding different. Christ-like character. The world needs that. Your school needs it. Your family needs it. Your life should be holy so that people can look at your holiness. So that other youth can change. You can influence them to holy life. The same thing, you can also influence them with your immoral life and draw them back to. And that's why God has gathered you as Christians, as believers, as youth, so that I can use you to be the eye of the world. Godly attitude. Make a godly attitude. Your attitude should be godly. Let's see some godliness in you, some Christian Christ in you, in your sins, your attitudes, in your work, in your person. Let's see the godliness in you. The countenance, the glory of God is upon your life. If you don't know spiritually, it is there. Maintain it. The God that I call, He will lead you through and through all these challenges and problems. God will take hold of you. He will never forsake you. If only you endure these challenges and stand in for you. He has a plan for your life. Exemplar lifestyle. Titus 2:7-8. Your life should be a pattern. A pattern. Exemplar lifestyle. Have that. Exemplar lifestyle. Your life should be example to others. Your children can have you to train them tomorrow. Will they know God, your children, when you are old? Where my mother has said, do you know God? Don't you say God would you? In his generation, the whole thing will change. It will be worse than today. But what training are you going to do today? This is your time. Today is your time. God anointing must come upon you today. He's preparing you today for tomorrow's life. So that you can be able to direct your people. And this church will continue by you and through you. He has chosen you for a purpose. Not ordinary. Know your time. Know your time. You can overcome these times through what? Through your speeches. Your tongue should glorify. Your tongue, your sayings, your deeds, your activities. And at home, how many times do you have? Check your time.
10 minutes.
Very good. Evaluate your priorities. What is important to you in your life? Daily time, daily. What is important to you?
these times are so challenging that you cannot stand. Don't take everything to be normal. Don't take everything for granted. You need spiritual backing. You need spiritual strength so that what God wants you to do tomorrow will come to pass. Not that you're going to pass your exam, next level, next level, next level, next level. And you said, no, no. What's ahead of you is only known by God.
Yes.
You can finish your education, everything. Waste your time, any money going there, but work will be a problem. But with your God, where one door shuts, there will be another door open. Because you know your God from infancy. God has planted a seed in you for today that will germinate tomorrow. Your time is so hard, beloved. If I don't say that, I'm lying. You need our assistance. First, God's assistance, the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God, and also our advice. Conduct. Many of us, they profess to be Christians, yet their conduct does not degrade that. You were expressing Christian. All the things that shows you, they go to church. Only your pastor is still deceived. Conduct, sister, you are wasting your time. You are missing God's blessings every year, every time. Every time. When Edabon was reading the scripture, he heard, he said, from everlasting unto everlasting, but from generation unto generation, those that love me, those that fear me, those that are righteous, those that obey my precepts. When he's reading, here, he didn't listen. I will love them. And I have established my covenant with them. God has already planned and sealed it that you will be this and it's finished. And it's only those that love him, those that fear him, those that obey him, those that know their times, and don't have to love him. Your fellowship. Fellowship. Don't ignore your fellowship. Worship the Lord in spirit and what? In truth. Your faithfulness. Don't serve two masters. Who one person you are, who a Christian, who a worker. When the wellies are going, you are there. When the Christians are going, you are there. You are serving two masters. Serve only God, and that God will teach you. Desire for your personal devotion. Personal devotion. Have that kind of value to overcome your challenges. And of a bonfire. Then you have bonfire. When you are going, if you forget, I tell you this. You can easily forget because of school and the morale of arms and others. But when you remember you have not prayed, pray at that time in your head. Your little prayer, believe that. You see, sisters, brother, your little prayer is so powerful and effective. It will lead you through and God will guide you. So don't forget your devotion. At times you see some text messages on your mobiles and other things or money. Read them. Just read them again. And God will use his word for your life and lead your life. Be involved in creative church programs. Involve yourself in the home service and prayer meeting. Use the technologies here that we have, these gadgets that we have. At least call your brother, your sister on WhatsApp or Skype or whatever. Do some Bible study, do some singing, present some proper singing, and that will help you. Use that. And by that, you let God to continue to do it. We need to be trained as leaders. We need to give you what to do in the church. And by that training, God will build you. So those who have been singing, it's part of God training you. Continue in that gift. God is building his spirit in you. Those who can read, those who can dance. Beloved, you have something to do. You need some backing. You need some assistance from the Lord. And that is through spiritual activity, serving the Lord. It's also something that God is using. God uses so many things to do that. So that understanding our times, you'll be able to know what to do. These days, I read something that in the U.S., now they've created Christian discourse. You have created discourse because you want the youth who are Christians to be used to discourse. So you have turned it Christian discourse. So you can go, you get it. When you're interested in that, oh, you can go to, but it's a Christian discourse. But if it's a Christian discourse, then you can come to receive a Christian. Instead of being filled with the Holy Spirit, you have Christian discourse, Christian class, Christian night class in America. They are winning the youth. They are winning the youth. And that is also causing you not to know the times. So today, this is the message God has given to me, that we should discuss and pray that he will be with us and guide us, so that we will not fall into these temptations. The little time that you spend here is so precious before the Lord. He's using it to train you. He's using it to prepare you. Understand it. If you are not able to understand your time, you ignore, you let it be wrong. You think what you are doing is good, but it's not pleasant. You will not have a meaningful life. You will be deceived by so many things. That is what we are praying for. God
wants you to use the gospel to others, and he wants your life to be used as gospel. You are God's vessel for others' salvation today and tomorrow. Don't forget. You are God's vessel for others' salvation, for others' blessing today and tomorrow. Oh, friend, be. But if your life is you that God is using you to change his life, so I can bring him to church. But if you fail him or her, you have failed God. Please, this is what God has given you today. You are the leaders of God's church, and you are leaders of your children too. You are commanded as young people to lead by example, to live by example, and to lead by example. You don't need to be to become an officer, elder, or whatever, before you can be close to God or fulfill God's promise. God is going to judge everybody according to your works, according to what you have done, not according to your position. Not that you are a pastor. So I want to be a pastor before I can do this. I want to be this before I can do this. No, you are a person that God wants you to do. Understand the times. This is the times in which you are. So terrible. And if you don't take care as a Christian, you will go with the time. You will go with the people. You will go with the club. You will go with the society. And that will change. But God has prepared you. And you are a vessel for him. I see beauty, I see brilliance, I see the glory of God in your spirit and your life. This is your time. We pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to be with you, direct your life, so that the challenges that you are facing, you don't face by all your mind, but you face by the power of the Holy Ghost, which is in you. You have it in you. Don't think that because you don't say it, you don't speak in tongues. No. The Spirit of God is fully in you. And if only you rely on him every time, every moment, that Spirit will guide you. May you understand the times in which you are, so that you know.